afternoon and welcome back to The Sunny Side on your radio. I am Gabriella and this is your number one talk news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I feel really, really, really tempted to do something. I don't know if I should. But today's Sam's birthday and I want to prank him. I don't know if it's going to work. So I saw Sam earlier in the afternoon and I wished him happy birthday. So let's see if this actually works. I'm going to call him right now. I will not tell him we're on radio. Let's see if that works. I kind of have a feeling though. I kind of... Oh.
It's currently switched off.
There. That's the blue. That's just sad. His phone is switched off. I would have loved to prank him. Anyway, he's saved from that one. Once again, happy birthday to Sam Oracle Chinedu. He's going to be late. He's going to be on air later on today at right after sports, I believe. Yes. And he should take you all the way till 1 a.m. All right, let's get into the conversation. Sadly, we can't have Architect World today because Architect Ebi Posimo is unavailable, unavoidably unavailable, and we'd have to have further conversations. I talked about the fact that on the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about curses. That couldn't happen. So let's do that right now. Let's talk about curses. Do they work? Do you think that curses actually work? Have you ever seen someone that was cursed by anyone and the curse actually played out in the person's life? You know, at the end of the conversation, I'm going to tell you why I'm asking these questions and why I feel otherwise. You know, I'll give you some instances, but let's start off the conversation with this. Do curses actually work? So when you say you know, go better for you, or something they wrong with your head, I'll be no worry, make we see how you go make money now. Yeah, you scam me, we'll see how you go make money. Or you hear people say all kind of things, or say you will not have a child, or say, you know, you're gonna suffer some downfall or experience some negative thing. And you know, the person is either afraid or not, or decides to go cast and bind and pray. You know, I'll share a quick story with you. Let me quickly look for that story. I'll look for that shortly. A man had come out to narrate his ordeal with his ex-girlfriend. According to him, he was in a relationship with a nice girl and, you know, she had a baby. Or rather, she got pregnant. According to him, he asked for her to come down to Imo where he was based so she could have her baby there. According to him, when it was time for her to deliver of the baby, she died. She died during childbirth. Now, here's what he did. He did not call her family to inform them that, you know, their daughter had died. According to him, he was afraid that, you know, they might think he killed her or used her for ritual or something. And so he went on to deposit her body at a mortuary for a while. And then according to him, after a long while, I think a couple years or maybe 1 year, I can't remember. I'll get the story out shortly. He then called her brother with her phone on a private mode or, you know, whatever, just to keep himself anonymous. And, you know, describe where she was at, the mortuary her body was at. And they went there, picked her body up, and then she was properly buried a year after. Now, he says that he has gone ahead with his life, gone ahead to get married. And for every time that his wife takes in and is to deliver, the child dies upon delivery. He says that has happened 4 times. And he was beginning to ask, should I go back to my ex-girlfriend's family to beg? Because his people, his pastor, his friends, everybody's telling him that girl's spirit had cursed him. And so he needed to go beg for forgiveness. And I thought about that for a minute. I thought to myself, do these things actually work? So if someone actually comes out and says, I curse you, will that curse follow you? Will it happen in your life? I'm not talking about karma. I'm not saying, you know, what you reap is what you sow. That's karma. That's different. I'm talking about when someone makes utterances, negative utterances to you, about you, against you, and these utterances actually playing out in your life. So if someone says you will never get married because you mocked me, so you will never get married, will you actually never get married, regardless of how hard you try to get married? Or if someone says, oh, because you're mocking me, you will never know the joy of motherhood. Will you actually never have a child, even though you are medically okay, your spouse is medically okay, and as much as you're trying, just because you were cursed? So that's what I want to know. Do curses work? And why do people curse? So if they work, are you looking to the downfall of another person? Are you looking to be vengeful? Why do people actually curse? The numbers to call are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. So the birthday boy was trying to call on radio and his phone was saying switched off, just walked into my studio. How lucky could I be? I was going to prank you on air, Sam. Did you know that? I literally just called you a while ago.
It won't work because I know you're on radio.
Yeah,
the minute you call, I'll just know.
So you
that.
Decided to just present yourself.
No, I came to tell you.
To tell me what?
Where we are supposed to go, I know people.
Oh, wow. And you had to say that on radio, Sam.
Yes, so in case, wow, in case really? You want to complain, say, I beg, I don't feel. I don't feel make them.
Oh, anyway, happy birthday once again.
That's what we're doing.
What are you doing differently today?
We did nothing.
Yes, I remember the question I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, sure.
How old are you today?
It's not every day, people turn 50.
I said it, guys. Remember when I started the show today, I did say that if I were to ask Sam his age, he would not tell.
I just told you. Why are you not believing 50?
Sam, you are not 50 years old.
Gabriela, don't be deceived by this young body.
Really?
You understand? I've seen a lot. I've been through a lot. You know.
The fact that you've been through a lot doesn't make you 50 years old.
A 15-year-old has not been through a lot. He has been through just 15 Christmases and 15 birthdays. Mm. I have been through a lot. 49 birthdays plus 2 days on. So that's a lot. You know, I've seen things.
So what is your greatest achievement in 50 years?
I've seen men die. I've seen countries, you know, I mean.
Did you experience a civil war?
Let me sharply calculate the date of that.
Oh dear. Happy birthday once again.
Thank you very much.
I have Richard on the line. I have Chimbrim on the line. Let's quickly get to it and then we'll get back to the birthday boy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Richard, you're welcome. Go ahead.
This is Richard. I'm calling from LMA.
I know that. Go ahead.
With respect to the question you asked, it is quite certain things of that nature occur. And that is why it is necessary for one to be careful of what he says. Now, if a father or a mother utter a wrong word against her children, they acted without any doubt in it.
Mm.
Now, when somebody did something that is wrong and is being caused by the person he offended, there is every tendency the cause will work because why he is found guilty.
I see. Chimbrama, do you agree? Good afternoon. Are you there? Hello? Okay, you're going to have to call me back. All right, so do you believe that curses work, Sam?
Curses? Yeah. If blessings work, then curses do work.
So what are the parameters that make for a curse to work against a person?
You have to qualify. There's an entry level. There are things you do. No, for real. I mean, there are things that...
Wow.
We've jokingly heard the statement, don't attract curses to yourself or something along those lines. Mm. There are things people do and... You know, they attract.
So you're saying that curses work the same way blessings do?
Yeah, basically.
Huh?
And you qualify for both. There are things you do and you qualify for blessings.
So which do you qualify for today?
It's my birthday. You can imagine which I would qualify for. But, I mean, on a basic level, you've heard people say, oh, ever since I married this woman, my life changed. Mm-hmm. You know, I got a new contract. There's some doors opened and you knew...
It's that, because of the woman.
Yes, you just know
that. And there are women that you marry and everything just goes left.
The one that you are managing. So yes, there are doors that will open because you have put your hands in some things.
Mm.
If you want to go spirituals, he that finds a wife finds a good thing. Mm. So if you're a woman and they find you and good things will happen.
You're not the one that found them.
My brother, it's a problem.
So that means the ones that are not working are the ones that went to find the man.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, you know, through our actions, we can qualify for curses or blessings.
I get you. Anyway, I think I should let you go because you need to leave. But thank
Very
you
important.
So much for being here. Happy birthday once again. Would you please do me something for your birthday?
I will not do anything for you. Sorry.
So, I'm going to sing you a happy birthday song.
No, I don't want to hear it.
And then I want you Gabriella, to sing, along.
No. Three years ago, you and I did media dialogue. Your voice was terrible then. It is terrible now.
My voice is great now.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Sam, have you heard me sing recently?
Yes. Okay, recently. No, and I don't want to.
Sam, I was singing last night at home and my whole neighborhood was like, wow.
So they don't sleep?
So you can
Jobless
sing.
People.
No, this was like past 7 p.m. or so.
Ah, okay. I'm happy for you.
I sing well.
Well, I'm not in your neighborhood, Gabriella. Thank you very much.
But you should hear me sing.
I should not.
It's an experience you should have in your life.
Thank you very much, Gabby.
Sam, you have to hear me sing.
It was fun being with you on the sunny side of life.
You have to hear me sing.
Oh, no. Thank you. I'm good. So that place we won't go. I know people again.
Get out of my studio. Happy birthday once again. Let's get back to the phone lines. Good afternoon, Mrs. Iron.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
And we don't take permission for them to express themselves in the life of the man or woman that invokes it upon himself. Have you imagined why an outcome to this generation people are afraid to die? Have you imagined that?
Mm.
It's because of the level of craft that are so readily and valuable. A lot of them are guilty and are living under control. Look at Job. Every day the Bible says he will make an atonement for his children. Today, are we to make an atonement for our life, for our children, for our businesses? Do you know today a lot of people are living under a curse? When you keep on insulting the child, see this coconut head. Look at what child they call in that virtue. Are they not having coconut head? Look at the ones they give the sweet name. Are you? Look at people in Nigeria. A lot of people badmouth this country on daily basis. Can you see the condition of this country? Curses are real. If a guilty, it comes to you. Our fathers, we always advise us as their children. Whatever you do, be careful. Whatever you say, be careful. They wound us carefully. But these days, look at the level of children. A lot of them don't even have fathers or mothers to direct them. A lot of them have been forced into a lot of activities that are like a plague on their shoulders. And if you are not careful to atone yourself, you are going to get involved. There are some people in their family, they don't get married.
Mm.
I'm telling you, no matter how beautiful or how wealthy they look, until they go back to the foundation and ameliorate or evacuate that curse. Studying theology some years back, there is a community in the East we work in Hebron, where we are practicalizing it. It was told that a young boy was murdered in that community some years back. So people don't grow beyond 26 or 28 years. They don't go. Until men of God from different areas of this country went to that land and plead before that cause of evacuation from that community. Cut this work, and we should be careful for the people we offend. If I leave the floor, the Bible says, marriage, do not put asunder that God has joined together.
Okay.
There is not an implication, though. If you feel you are too strong, go and put asunder in people's marriage and see the repercussion. So, my cause is that we should be careful. Mr. Zion.
All right. Mr. Zion says, be careful. Good afternoon, Osaro. You're welcome.
Yes, good afternoon.
Please turn off your radio and go ahead.
Yes, if blessings work by the words of the mouth, so curses also work that way. And the Bible says, in the tongue lies the power of death and life, and destruction and beauty. So we should be careful, especially mothers, when disciplining their children, or when the child does wrong, and they say, you're a very stupid child, you will never be good. All those things, when you say things, you unleash the spirit behind those things, and they swing into action.
Wow.
At once. Unless the person on the receiving side is defend.
Mm.
Yes, so all these things on the cost foundation, and that cost continues to on the let's go out and now and remove themselves from the roots is uniforms. By mentality and power of the spirit. So
Interesting. Thank you for sharing, Osara. Now, while you were speaking and also going to respond to what Mr. Zion had also shared as well, it makes you want to wonder if anyone can be free of a curse. So if I know that, you know, if my forefathers, for example, or if my ancestors, you know, offended someone, that means the curse might just keep going on and on from generation to generation. Can anyone ever be free of a curse? And you know, Sam actually said something quite interesting, you know, the same way blessings work. So if it's the same way blessings work, would you say there are generational blessings as well? So you say, oh, your forefathers helped my forefathers, and that's why in our family we never go poor because the man blessed us. Is that an experience for anybody at all? You know, interesting thoughts. Let's get back to the phone lines. Oh dear, please do all to call back. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
This is Dakuku from Abokeche.
Go ahead.
So for the issue we are talking about, unless there is something or there was an agreement between the lady and the man, that is when this issue, if at that, the moment the man dumped her and married another, that's when this issue will be affected him. Even if it's a woman, even if she did 20 story visit to a woman, she disappointed, she will not marry as a man. And nothing he can do can even be affected. Talk of somebody who doesn't spend on a man. A man spend on her. They say she should go and beg him for what he did, but and that the way she say marriage, the wife has not even born. Pastor and other people say you should go and pay the lady. For what? The lady is it the father or the mother who is affected? That is nonsense. If a friend is a friend, he can talk at the end and say they have not done anything. Even if somebody has done something on his hair, definitely you don't want to move with the woman. Definitely it will not be going to harm you. So that's why I'm going to see. That's a different thing. The man should relax and be looking for another thing.
Okay. We'll go on a break.
With us, Nigeria Info. We'll be back.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to The Conversation. I am Gabriella. This is The Sunny Side. We have about 25 minutes to talk. The question, do curses actually work? Do you believe that they work? What are the things that would happen or could potentially happen that would make a curse work over a person, people, or even you? Do you believe that it worked? Do you curse people? What will the person do that will make you curse them? Do they work the same way blessings do? And, you know, Mrs. Zion and the other caller talked about generational curses, you know. So if your forefathers had offended someone, or your dad or your mom offended someone, there's the likelihood that he may just pass them from generation to generation. Do blessings also work the same way? Would you say they are generational blessings? What do you gain from cursing a person? What is there to be gained from cursing a person? Good afternoon, you're welcome. All right, please do well to call back. We are also on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. We're also streaming live on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Also on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. Let's take some comments on WhatsApp. We'll get back to the phone line shortly. Let's see. So the first comment here. Hello, Gabby. It does really work, especially when you hurt the person in question that cost you. Blessings sent that in from Port Harcourt. Good day, Gabby. We can't have a robust conversation on the topic without relating it to the divine. As they say, you are what you believe. Faith is everything. Principalities and powers are real. So as the one who subscribes to it, Christian beliefs, curses have no effect on me. As long as I maintain my walk with Jesus, we reap what we sow. So the answer is yes and no, depending on which ground you're standing on. Jesus became my curse when he hung on that old rugged cross. I can't be cursed no more. Newton Ikeri, thank you for sharing. I've got Emmanuel calling from Elekahia. Good afternoon, Emmanuel. You're welcome. Hello, Emmanuel. Are you there? All right, Emmanuel, you're going to have to call me back. Moving on, let's see. Curses do work. Superman film was cursed. The original writer of the film wasn't compensated properly, so he placed the curse on the film and all the actors that starred in Superman. They had devastating accidents until it was cancelled. For a curse to work, you must be cheated or treated unfairly. And this says, I'm going to have to do research on what you're saying. If that really happened, then that's really, that's something. Vishir says, so this person says, good day, Gabby and Sam. Please, can we have a program with you both as hosts? I remember those old media dialogue days. All things have passed away, law. All things are now new. This is happy birthday, Sam. Isaac Kingsley says, good afternoon, Gabby. All those utterances work only if you are guilty. We must all reap what we sow. All right, Isaac Kingsley. What is with you guys and myself and Oracle? Moving on. Let's talk to Abel. Good afternoon, Abel. You're welcome. Oh, shucks. Please call back, Abel. I'll get to Facebook and Twitter shortly. But still on WhatsApp. Esther Etim says, yes, they do, but there has to be a reason for it. The problem with Nigeria is that when people don't get what they want, how or when they like, or when they see someone going through something unpalatable, there is the assumption of a curse. The idea that everyone's life path is not the same isn't something that many pastors seem to tell their congregation. Let's see, I kind of skipped for a minute. Where was I? Okay. I got into uni 6 years after I finished secondary school. Contrary to what some initially claimed, it wasn't due to an ancestral curse, a personal sin, or anything like that. Uncomfortable as it was, it was what was always meant to be. Now, let me just quickly chip in here, Esther Etim. Thank you for your thoughts, by the way. Many times people define or interpret unfortunate happenings in a person's life as a curse. So if, for example, you graduated from school, you don't your NOIC, and you're finding it difficult to get a job, the likelihood that people are going to say you might be under a curse is high. So they say, you need to go and ask questions. Who do you offend? Or when you get married and you've been married for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and you've not been able to have a child, people begin to ask, are you sure you did not offend someone? Maybe, you know, you're living under a curse. So that brings me to ask, does that then mean that unfortunate happenings, life occurrences, cannot happen outside of a curse? Why do we tend to interpret life when it happens, because life will obviously not always give you the good. Sometimes bad things do happen. So when those bad things happen, why do we interpret them to mean a curse, a curses? Food for thought. All right, let's see. Justice from Port Harcourt says, good afternoon, Gabby. I think curses work, but whether it comes to effect or not does not depend on the cursor, but on the actions of the cursed, same as blessings. And I believe that's the qualification Sam meant. Justice from Port Harcourt, thank you very much. I've got Abel calling back on the line. Good afternoon, Abel. You're welcome. Hello, Abel. Can you hear me? Hello? Abel, I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Hello,
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're welcome.
This is Richard. I call back.
All right, Richard. Go ahead.
All right. Like I was saying earlier, cause actually exists and it works.
Okay.
But let me go straight to the point of that man and the proposing going back to the former girlfriend's family for a plea. Now, if he has an agreement with the lady to marry her earlier before now and peradventure failed her, there is every tendency pronouncement from that girl will work against him. Now, number one. Number two, he should not devote himself into prayer to break that curse. If he does not devote himself into prayer, going back to plead, we add extra load and problem to him. Knowing fully well that it costs a spoken word generated for an individual against her victim, consciously or unconsciously, there is need for one not to take it for granted over any spoken word released against one. By the time you suspect or you suffer the unconscious of situations or things happening around you, there is every tendency that you go into prayer to avert that situation. That is the quickest way and solution to it.
Okay.
If the man discover he did not make any promise to the girl in question, then he should know that the family has gone extra mile. And the only way to avert the situation is to go into prayer before seeking for restitution. Thank you so much. That is my take for now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for sharing your take on the matter. All right, on WhatsApp, let's see. Good day, Gabby, Mr. Braid says, to actually know if curses work, we need to first know the origin of curses and blessings. Because when God created man, he blessed them. The question is, how did he bless them? It's through the power of the spoken word. He made a pronouncement. So curses come through pronouncements. Of course, Mr. Braid, nobody curses anyone in their mind. You know, if you want to curse a person, you literally speak, right? You speak those words either to them or to, you know, to yourself or to the atmosphere. You know, I really don't know how that works. I don't know how that works. I really don't know. You know, I've heard people who say they go naked. I remember one time, I can't remember what happened, but some girls in my hostel then they had a squabble with some other group of girls. I don't know what it was, but I know I overheard the girl say, we'll go naked at 12 midnight and curse you, you know? And that's not the first time I was hearing that. I've heard that quite a number of times. People say, go naked at 12 midnight and curse a person and it will follow them, you know? And it just makes me wonder, wow, if you could curse like that, why don't we curse criminals? Why don't we curse the bad people in society and just watch them fizzle away? Anyway, this here says, I don't know how to say this without sounding all woo-woo, but some things we see playing out are a result of an agreement some people might have made even before showing up on this earth. I've been grieved to the point where I said, for what they tried to do to my marriage, these people must never see any good in their marriages till their bloodlines close. And that's still playing out till today. I know because some of their deaths or divorces have been announced in the media. And while I don't regret what I said because they deserved it, I later found out there was a pact I was initially unaware of that they had made some of those particular people identify me as an enemy from when I was 10 years old. Wow. That's deep, Esther. That is, that's really deep. Wow, I'm not sure what to make of that, but wow, that's really deep. That's interesting. So if this is a thing, right? Because again, I'm processing a lot in my head right now. If this is actually a thing, when a person actually hurts you to the point you feel that pain so bad that it pushes you to make some pronunciations and you curse them, and maybe you see this curse playing out, can that curse be, if you come out and say, you know what, I bless you, I don't want you to feel to suffer anymore, so I take back my curse, can you actually retract a curse? You know, can a curse be reversed? There are people who say, oh, I was under this curse, or my father's offended, so we need to break the curse. So can curses actually be broken? And what do you do to break them? Joseph is calling from Malfour. Good afternoon, Joseph. You're welcome. Hello, Joseph. I wonder why I can't hear a thing. Can you hear me, Joseph?
Hello?
Yeah. You're on. Go ahead. Hello? Okay, I'm going to have to move on. I've got Stanley calling from GRA. Good afternoon, Stanley. You're welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Daddy.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
I want to react on the topic for today.
Okay,
For me, I think it has to do with your belief, actually.
With your personal belief?
Yes.
Okay.
Because, for example, somebody called them.
Go ahead, Stanley.
Of course, yeah. So, I also believe that if you don't believe that you can be cursed, I don't see how it happens. Everything is.
I'm sorry, Stanley. The line is breaking out. If you can, do well to send a message on WhatsApp. I think that'll be preferable, so we can have a smooth conversation. Let's see what's going on WhatsApp. Good afternoon, Gabby. There's power in the tongue, the power to heal and the power to curse. Curses do work. Out of anger, one can place a curse on someone. At that point, all the forces of nature are there to accept the words of the mouth out of the mouth or your tongue. That guy should go tell the truth, beg or appease the girl's spirit to set himself and the innocent wife free. Else, he won't hear the cry of a baby in his house. Ferdinand, thank you very much for your thoughts. That's interesting. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. So if curses do work, do they only work when you have been hurt? Or do curses work from a place of spite or from a place of bitterness or, you know, jealousy, anger, etc.? Or is it because what everyone has been, what you have been saying all through the conversation is, oh, if you hurt me, or you offend me, or you offend someone, or there's an offense somewhere in there. So is it possible to curse a person who has not done anything wrong to you, but maybe you just do not like them, or maybe you just are bitter towards them? Is it possible for such a curse to happen in your life, to have any impact in your life? Let's see. Profidata says, curses and blessings are real, but are exaggerated by religious houses. I see. Joseph, good afternoon. Joseph is calling from Malfour, I think. Good afternoon, Joseph.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Go ahead. Joseph, I can hear you now. Go ahead. Hello? Oh, dear. There's something going on with your line, Joseph. So please do all to call back. I'm going to take a few more calls, maybe one, and a few more messages. We'll get to Facebook shortly and then we'll wrap the conversation up. Let's see what's going on Facebook. Keep your calls coming through, by the way. I've got time to take one more call. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. My final caller. Oh dear, I just lost that call. Please do also call back. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. That's our WhatsApp number. We're also streaming live on Facebook and Twitter. On Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3BH. On Twitter at Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. All right, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello, I want to make a contribution.
Go ahead, I can hear you.
It's okay. I will start by asking a few questions, whether they are rhetorical. If a course is your work, do you think some governors and presidents in Africa will still be alive? And then I remember when the story of the slavery, slave trade. Most of Africans are trying to cross the Mediterranean. When their forefathers were carried from here, their parents really caused those white people. And yet, there is nothing to show that they are suffering as a result of those causes. What I just think is that, you know, every human has his character traits. Including IQ question. So, if your IQ is low, those things that you did that made somebody to say, you did this to me, those threats will keep on reflecting in your attitude. And so it subsequently appear as if that course is working. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah. If you are allow me to use the word wicked. If somebody is hardened and then or cool, and then as a result of that, your cool attitude or attribute, you do something that hurts someone else, and the person purportedly lays a curse on you. Since you have that as a threat, it will keep on reflecting even on your relationship with people in days to come. And it cannot be interpreted that person's course is working on you, but it doesn't work.
All right. Thank you very much for sharing. You be our final caller. Let's see what's going on Facebook. We do have a couple of comments on Facebook. All right. Let's see. Samson Dumizor says, nobody gains anything from cursing. It's just an act of foolishness, intolerance, and poor culture. Really? All right. Chima Amadi says, cursing people, to some, it's a way of expressing their anger. To some parents, they curse their children to the point he or she starts acting according to the curse. Example, you no go see better, you're a useless son. These curses are harmful to the children and our society at large. That's another thing, another area. Sadly, we don't even have the time to go in there. Parents actually curse their children, right? Do they? So when a parent is upset with a child and says, oh, a child misbehaves, does something you're not supposed to do of whatever age, and then you begin to scold them and you say, look at your head. Look at your head like a coconut or like a mango or whatever fruits you fancy. I don't know why people do that, but you know, say see your head, or you have coconut head, or you're so dull, or you're just being stupid. Would you say those things? Because I get uncomfortable when I see and hear parents talk to their children in that manner, because I personally believe their words are strong. I believe the words are powerful, and whatever word you're speaking over a child that is still molded, I kind of feel like children are like brand new phones. You know, the phone is empty, so it's what you do with a phone per day on a daily basis that determines the content of that phone. So if I like pictures, you're more likely to find 1,000 pictures on my phone as opposed to maybe Sam, who is into games or into movies. You'll find more movies on his phone. So I kind of feel like children are the same way. They're like, you know, an empty jar. So you decide what you want to fill your jar with. And when you begin to speak such words over your child because they upset you or because they made a mistake or because they are being naughty, I kind of feel like you're filling your jar with dirt. And then when you fill your jar with dirt, the day you're thirsty and you want to drink of it, you can't possibly drink clean water. You're going to pour out the dirty water into your glass, and that's just the way it is. But would you say that is also a form of cursing? Because I don't know if I should call that cursing. What parents do, say, oh, see your hair like coconut. Is that actually curse? Is that like you're laying a curse on your child? You know, I don't know where the draw the lies. It kind of seems really thin. Anyway, let's get back to the comments. Time is fast running. Let's see. Kate Uchenna on Facebook still says, sometimes it backfires. It's not good to curse someone whose hands are clean. There is no gain. It's full of regrets. All right. Thank you very much for that. And Marvi Anya says, to me, I see cursing as something fetish, unreasonable and ungodly. Most likely, people do without curse every little thing. Oh, people don't do without curse. I'm not quite sure I understand that. Anyway, it goes on to say, every little thing they lay a curse on someone, those curses to me pointless because I really do not let it tie me down. The other is curses laid via anger. That variably and invariably works. But the person that laid that curse out of a broken or grieved heart, it's very bad to lay a curse on someone. Instead, you hand it over to God. All right. It was hard to read your message, but thank you very much, Marvi, for sending that in. Let's see. Barido Noble says, good afternoon, Gabriella. Curses work on people, but it can only work if the person is guilty of what he or she is being cursed for. All right. Thank you very much for sharing. A few last comments on WhatsApp. I'm not retracting this one. And any pastor that goes to put their hand where God did not send him or her will know that you don't go where God did not send you without bearing the repercussion. I've been offended many times before, and I don't go about cursing people just because they did something I do not like. This was different, and if I were to write about it, it would read like one of those Nollywood movies about warriors, spirits, chosen ones, reincarnation, stuff that I used to laugh at. Esther Etim says, thank you very much, Esther, for sharing. I'm curious to really hear your story, you know. If that's something you're open to, we could talk about that. Mrs. Iron says, the Bible is full of cursing. The word curse appears almost 200 times. Therefore, it is a significant issue to address. We don't read three chapters into Genesis before God Almighty began to curse. He cursed Satan for tempting Adam and Eve into sin. He indirectly cursed all mankind when he cursed the ground so that the weeds would sprout and man would work hard and sweat profusely in order to make a living from the cursed earth. God placed a curse upon Cain for killing his brother. All of these curses were well deserved. If an individual is in a happy mode, he releases blessings. But if the individual is bitter and eventually makes pronouncements, that becomes a curse. All right, I get it. Thank you very much for sharing. Final comment is from Samuel from Port Harcourt. It says, I believe a curse is real. Instead of cursing, a blessing is better. Like, look at this fortunate child. Nobody does that, Samuel. I mean, I want to think about when I'm angry, for example. Hardly do, but let's play out a situation where I'm really angry. Angry at a person. And I'm so mad. And the next thing I'm saying is, you are so fortunate. You are such a fortunate child. Or do you know you are such a blessing? Do you know that you will make it in life? I'm really angry at you because you hurt me or because you offended me. It's very unlikely that those are the words I would say. So I think it also applies to parent. Even though, look, parenting is an entire ballgame, entirely different ballgame altogether. So let's not even go there. But I do get your point. Thank you very much for sharing. On that note, to wrap the conversation up, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I'll just end by saying, at the end of the day, we preach we try to be better. We try to live right, yeah? I want to believe that we all want to be good people. If they ask you, are you a good or a bad person? I'm very certain that you would want to say, oh, I'm a good person, you know? So we all try to be good people. And in wanting to be a good person, you want to be better. You want to improve yourself. You want to do this. And just so you can keep improving the life that God has blessed you with. And I think in the same vein, we should also, you know, learn to forgive people. You know, I know that there are times in anger, you would say things you maybe do not mean or maybe you do mean. But, you know, at the end of the day, just let it go. You know, just I feel like playing that song. Let me look for that song. What's the name of that movie again? Can't remember the name of the movie, but let me see. I'll look for it. I hope I find it. Let's see. The point of it all, just do life easy, forgive, and if you feel like you're under a curse, you can ask for forgiveness. Or, you know, again, like a lot of people said, it all boils down to your belief, what you believe in. If you do not believe that a curse works for you, then be it unto you according to your belief. You know what? I don't even know what to say, because it really is relative to every man his belief. I think I'll just wrap up by saying that. Talk to you tomorrow, same time. I'm Gabriella. Have a splendid afternoon.